God openly reveals in many verses of the Quran that the life of this world is but temporary, a place one has little time to take advantage of, and that our true, flawless abode lies in the hereafter. The real aim of Muslims who truly believe in God must not be the life of this world, but to earn the approval of God and the eternal life of paradise. For that reason, they will strive to fulfill God's commands in the Quran and to earn His approval by doing good deeds. They will always put the eternal life of paradise before this world and reflect on and remember the delights and blessings of paradise. They will pray that God will bestow paradise on them. However, Muslims may also pray for their earthly lives. God has promised believers in the Quran that He will give them pleasant lives also in this world. This is, of course, excellent news for Muslims. God has created certain delights and blessings in this world to resemble their flawless states in paradise. Muslims who reflect on paradise while they are still in this world may strive to make their surroundings in this world resemble paradise. In this way, they may enhance their longing for paradise and give even greater thanks to God. But a pleasant life must not be thought of merely in terms of abundance of blessings. Muslims possessed of moral virtues may wish to be with other Muslims like themselves in this world, and may pray for that. In this way, they can taste the peace and joy of the shared living by the proper moral values described in the Quran. For that reason, Muslims may pray to God for beauty and happiness, both in this world and in the hereafter. Our Prophet prayed to God in the name of all Muslims for both the life of this world and for the eternal life of the hereafter. He sought shelter in God for all Muslims from the endless torment of hell.